Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. In Tel Aviv, the day starts with clear skies and a refreshing breeze. Jerusalem is enjoying a bright morning, while Haifa sees a few clouds, but nothing to deter outdoor plans. The weather across the region is pleasant, making it a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, 2 hours ago, Trump briefs Netanyahu on American moves in the Gulf in a phone call after the U.S. renews strikes on Iran. Netanyahu also warned Trump against approving the F-35 deal with Turkey. Also, Ynet reported 6 hours ago. Watch. Israel destroys more Hezbollah tunnels and hunts trapped terrorists in Lebanon. The IDF says troops uncovered rocket launch shafts and weapons near Majd al-Zun. Also this hour, from JNS, 5 hours ago, Israel and Lebanon moved to the implementation phase of a framework agreement, according to a U.S. official. The agreement involves removing Hezbollah forces from southern Lebanon. Separately, Mariv reports 4 hours ago, Israel warns Trump that Iran is working on a new assassination plan. The Wall Street Journal reports Israel provided Washington with this information. And finally, as reported by I-24 News 9 hours ago, had we not acted with force, Iran would have armed itself with nuclear weapons, Netanyahu says at a graduation ceremony. Reaction has been swift on social media. Raylan Givens, posting just minutes ago, highlights a New York Post report. It says the head of foreign affairs for New York City Mayor Mamdani intended to meet with Iranian ambassador to the UN. The State Department intervened to prevent the meeting. Joe Roberts, writing 22 minutes ago, notes that someone who never mentioned the Israel-Palestine conflict before is now making a public statement. He suggests it's a political move related to the Plattner campaign. Al Arabiya English, in a post from earlier, shares insights from former U.S. Ambassador Matthew Breza. He believes there is zero chance Trump wants U.S. soldiers on the ground in Iran, analyzing the limits of U.S. military action. Now for more on those stories, starting with the phone call between Trump and Netanyahu. The Jerusalem Post describes how the two leaders discussed American military actions in the Gulf. Netanyahu also advised Trump against selling F-35 jets to Turkey, which could alter regional power dynamics. The discussion signals ongoing tensions and strategic calculations involving multiple nations. Turning to the situation in Lebanon, Ynet reports that the IDF has been successful in uncovering Hezbollah's tunnel network. These operations near Majd al-Zun are part of Israel's broader efforts to neutralize threats from Hezbollah militants hiding in the region. This could lead to increased military activity and cross-border tensions. Meanwhile, the framework agreement between Israel and Lebanon represents a significant diplomatic development. JNS notes this U.S.-brokered deal aims to stabilize southern Lebanon by removing Hezbollah forces and bolstering the Lebanese armed forces. This agreement could pave the way for more peaceful coexistence along the border. In a related development, Israel's warning to Trump about an Iranian assassination plan reveals the depth of intelligence sharing between the two allies. As Mariv highlights, Israel's alert underscores ongoing security threats and the potential for escalating hostilities. This raises concerns for regional and international security. Finally, Netanyahu's remarks on Iran's nuclear ambitions, reported by I-24 News, underscore the Israeli government's stance on the necessity of military action. His comments at a graduation ceremony emphasized the perceived threat of a nuclear-armed Iran. This rhetoric may influence future defense strategies. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports the state deficit has dropped to 3.3%. This marks the best figure since November 2023, according to the Ministry of Finance. It's a positive sign for the Israeli economy, reflecting fiscal health. Separately, CTEC covers the Recanati family's acquisition of Maccabi Tel Aviv. In a $50 million deal, they exercised their right to buy the Federman stake. This move ends a proposed investment by Rapid CEO Arik Shtilman, securing local ownership of the basketball club. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports on Teva's progress in developing a treatment for vitiligo. The company has advanced to the next phase with a promising antibody administered quarterly. This development represents a significant step forward in medical innovation. That's your Israel 18 News update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.